welcome back to another episode of the Accepted Podcast, a college admissions podcast for the savvy student. I'm your host, Tyler Kusunoki, bringing you the unfiltered truth about applying to college in the 21st century. As always, I'd like to take a second to let everyone know that my DMs are always open. My favorite part about doing this podcast is hearing from you. How are you doing? How's the start back of school? Hopefully regular decision. Everything got in on time. Let me know. We'd love to hear. Send me your questions, concerns, feedback, episode ideas, complaints, whatever it may be. At the end of the day, this podcast is a community-first forum for achieving better college outcomes. My inbox is forever open at tyler@theacceptedpodcast.com. That is tyler@theacceptedpodcast.com. And today I actually wanted to spend some time responding to a listener query because I think she raises some very good questions that I think are useful for everyone else to consider. So we are going to dive right in. I will read out the email and then I will talk through my response, and hopefully this feedback will be helpful to you, listener, but also will be helpful to everyone else listening as well. So we'll dive right in. I'll keep names redacted because we want to just kind of protect identities, et cetera, et cetera. So hi, Mr. Kusunoki. I am a high school junior from New York and an avid listener of your podcast. First, I'd like to say that you are by far my favorite resource for college admissions. Thank you. Your insight is relevant to the rigorous process and doesn't sugarcoat the effort required to gain admission to top-tier institutions, but you approach admissions from a sane and rational perspective that I admire and I try my best to emulate. Thank you very much. That's very, very flattering, and I'm glad this is of value to you. Let's get into the meat of it. I'm interested primarily in political science, advocacy, and law, and I'm looking for an opportunity for the summer, likely an internship or something of that variety, that will allow me to explore these interests in greater depth, with boosting my resume as a plus. However, I'm struggling to find opportunities that are prestigious, but where I can have a legitimate impact. In STEM fields, it seems much easier to tell which opportunities or accomplishments are legitimately impressive and require capable students that contribute than in my area of interest. For context, I have plenty of community-centered extracurriculars already, and I am looking to broaden my impact over the summer. Do you have any advice as to where to start my search, or about extracurriculars in social sciences in general? Thank you. Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for your questions and for your kind words. I'm glad that this podcast has continued to be of value to you. And I think that you raise a couple interesting questions in terms of internships, how to go about doing that, but also how to evaluate opportunities to decide whether or not what you are going to do is going to be meaningful or not. I think that when looking at summer activities in particular, right, a lot of these other activities, extracurriculars, et cetera, leadership, there's very clear measurements of success. You will become president of this particular club. You will be able to raise certain amounts of money. But for initiatives that you have to seek out on your own, oftentimes it's a little bit less clear what that outcome is going to be, especially when it is in the context of an internship or working with a group of adults or an organization, in part because you are a high school student. As a high school student, it is harder just because of your age and lack of experience. It is generally going to be harder to gain a position in an organization that is going to allow you to have a meaningful impact, especially an impact that is going to be important to you inherently, but also going to resonate on a common on the common application or on any application in general. So I think that is the context in which I want to start framing things. So number one, you already mentioned that you have a resume. I think that a resume is one of the most important things for a high school student who is looking for opportunities to have. Make sure that it is polished. Make sure that you have really gone through and thought about the verbs that you are using, how you are phrasing each of your activities, how you are measuring your output up until now. But in terms of the social sciences and maybe seeking out ways to gain impact, one of the ways that I think, if you are interested in advocacy and law, I don't think you should look at the fact that you already have plenty of community-centered extracurriculars as a reason to not continue to pursue community-centered extracurriculars. I think that if you are interested in advocacy and law, really starting some of your search with nonprofits, with NGOs, in part because as organizations that are largely driven by volunteer work, there's going to be a much greater opportunity for you to get involved. A lot of these organizations are often in situations where they need all the help they can get. That will give you some opportunity to look into things. New York in particular has a very, very strong kind of community, groups of communities around this, given the huge concentration of lawyers, there will be plenty of opportunities, I would assume, for you to seek out organizations that are all about advocacy, all about kind of helping the underserved or helping particular groups to pursue greater legal freedom or legal protection. So that's kind of one of the areas that I would maybe consider to start, is start by, at least initially, really narrowing down your focus to a group of people that you feel, or community that you feel you want to most help. If you are interested in advocacy and law, I find that starting general is not going to give you the experience you want, because you're often going to be kind of doing very appropriately general tasks, but it also isn't going to be an activity that is going to read well on a Common App activity list or is going to read well on a resume. I think it is very important for you, if you are considering advocacy and law and to some degree political science, to really think about what is the group, what is the community that you feel compelled to leverage your understanding of these fields to support. And then based off of that, lean into Google, lean into your communities, lean into your network to seek out where there may be organizations that are engaged in that type of support. And so if there is a particular community that you care about, or if there is that you already have, right? You mentioned you have a lot of community-centered extracurriculars, then maybe one of those ways to build upon that is look into these communities that you are supporting and think about, okay, which ones do I actually want to start, not just supporting by going and spending some time and teaching them English or whatever it is that you are doing in terms of those engagements, but are there ways that I can start to get involved with actually trying to affect policy and affect law so that we can change life for them on a more permanent level, right? So instead of fundraising, instead of spending some time tutoring, not that those things should be diminished in their value, those things are incredibly important, but I would start to think about which of those groups do I feel like I can, even if it's at the local level, right, at a mayoral level, start to affect some change. And that gives you also some places to immediately start off with, right? Your supervisors for these organizations, the people who run these organizations that you support. You can start looking to them and asking, here, I want to get more involved with the advocacy side of it. I want to get more involved with supporting kind of the legal end of it. What are some ways that I can get involved with some of that? And see where that leads you, right? Part of seeking out a meaningful, impactful internship at this point in time is not going to be looking this up online, actually, right? It's not going to be about finding an organization and asking for help. A lot of it is going to be finding the people and contacting them directly. So when I have done this with students who are interested in getting involved in the social sciences, getting involved in advocacy, this is what we have done, is we have looked up organizations, we have looked up lawyers, right? We have looked up people who are directly involved in this field, and we have started cold emailing them, right? Don't go through necessarily an application process or an internship process, right? I think it's going to be important for you to start reaching out directly so that you can get into conversation with them and see what they would be willing to let you do.
You don't need to live in Japan to experience our world-class tutoring and mentorship. At Tokyo Academics, we support thousands of students in over 10 countries, helping them prepare for the SAT, ACT, AP exams, IB, and more. Graduating from top universities like Stanford, Yale, Brown, and UC Berkeley, our tutors will guide you on the path to academic success. Your first step on that path is just a click away. Visit www.tokyoacademics.com and complete our contact form to claim your free trial and get started. We will assess your goals and pair you with a world-class tutor to make you a better college applicant. That's www.tokyoacademics.com. Let's turn your dreams into reality, one lesson at a time.
Most organizations that have an internship program, that internship experience is going to be fairly generic. Right? It is going to be very run-of-the-mill, and you're not going to be able to engage in for a long enough time to do anything meaningful. By cold emailing, yes, there's less guarantees, and you are going to need to be comfortable with maybe sending out 85, 90 emails and receiving maybe 3 or 4 back. But the 3 or 4 that you get back to you are going to be ones who are going to be willing to at least bring you in for a conversation and potentially give you a legitimate opportunity to make a difference. Also, by establishing the connection that way, you put yourself in position to potentially receive a very compelling letter of recommendation, right, to add to your college portfolio as well. So that's one thing that I would suggest, right, in addition to a polishing off your resume when you are looking online. And I correct what I said before. I said don't look online. Obviously look online, right? But when you are looking online, don't look up like New York legal internship for high schooler, right? That's not going to be the way that you're going to find the people to get in touch with who are going to help you. What you should look up is think about the cause that you care about, think about the field that you are specifically willing to, interested in getting into, and then look up, for example, New York pro bono social work legal support, right? Or look up domestic violence victim community legal support, or whatever it is that you are particularly concerned with, whatever cause you want to get involved with. Look up the people who actually do this, right? Do the thing that you want to do, or at least at this point you feel like you want to do, and then start cold emailing them. Reach out to them and introduce yourself, introduce your passion for this particular field, share your resume, and explain that you are seeking opportunities to help in a meaningful way. It is always going to be even more helpful if you have a clear idea of what you consider impact for yourself. When you say you are interested in political science, advocacy, and law, right? What do you want to actually do? What do you want to gain exposure to? Do you want to gain exposure to on the ground work? Do you want to gain exposure to the revision of legal documents? Do you just want a better understanding of the process? What is it that you want to gain? What is the output that you want to be able to say that you have? And say that, right? Say that, you know, you have sought out opportunities or you're seeking opportunities to, don't just generically say explore law. The more specific you are, the more clear that it is to me that you care about what you are doing. In the field that I'm in, I oftentimes have students come to me and they will say, oh, I want to help. I want an internship. I want to blah, 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 right? Because they want to get some sort of work experience. And I will tell them, yes, I've worked with you and we have a relationship, of course, but because you are asking for a job, here's what I want you to do. I want you to send me a cover letter with an explicit expression of what you want to do, and I want your resume. 9 times out of 10, honestly, I don't hear from them after that because they aren't even willing to put in that amount of work. It sounds like you are willing to, and so I would encourage you to really think about and try to be very explicit with what you hope to accomplish. And this can change per person. Per person that you email, this can change. Think really about what it is you want to do in a high degree of specificity, right? Express it in your cover letter, right? And then make sure that your resume is good, and then seek out specific people and contact them. This is true not just in terms of meaningful advocacy work in the field, but also if you want to get into research as well. The social sciences are both kind of growing and dying at the same time. I think that the humanities side of the social sciences are continually taking a hit, but the field of social science, such as behavioral economics, right? This idea that there is some overlap between how we understand humanity and our study of humanities and these more numerical fields that we want to go into. And as a result, there aren't as many students who are fighting for spots to work with professors. So the other thing to do, right, is that you're in a city with a ton of incredible universities, whether that be NYU, whether that be Barnard, whether that be Columbia, right, New School, Fordham. You are in this kind of centered, concentrated area of good schools. And of course, Boston's not that far away as well. So one of the other things that I would do, especially if you have schools that you are particularly interested in applying for, is start looking up professors in the divisions or the majors that you are interested in, right? And start to look into what they research, start to see like, oh, this is stuff that I'm really interested in, right? And then reach out to them as well, right? With the same thing. What are you specifically interested in studying? Mention that you've read their work, right? And then, and actually, of course, read their work and approach it that way, right? I think that the way to ensure that you are going to be doing something of impact is for you to take ownership of that process and define what impact would look like for you and then seek that out. I think that too many high schoolers just assume the answer is going to be no and assume that the answer is whatever I can get, I should be grateful for, and therefore are not willing to be a bit more aggressive and assertive about what they would want for out of their time. And I think that that is not the right way to approach it. I think that you should be very clear about what you want to accomplish, in part because since no one's doing it, since no other high schoolers are doing it, when you do it, it's going to, as an adult, I will pause, right? As an adult, I will take notice. Even this email, right? You writing this in and having these very clear, specific questions that you want answered, right? As someone who gets all kinds of emails from all different kinds of students, I was like, oh, this one's interesting, right? And I think that you need to leverage that same focus to being very specific about what you want and seeking it out. So that in general would be what I would say. And I do think that this information and guidance is useful for anyone who is listening, who is looking for summer opportunities and doesn't want to do the very sort of more generic, I'm just going to go to summer school, or I'm just going to do a pre-college program or anything like that. Right? I think that this is the idea of cold calling is daunting. The idea of cold emailing also daunting. Right? You need to be prepared to receive a hugely disproportionate amount of no's in order to get to a yes. But what is important about this process, A, I think it builds up the resilience that I think is going to be very important for colleges to see and for you to have ready to go. I think B, it is organic. I think that colleges are starting to become more mindful of pay-to-play options, right? I think that has become increasingly clear in areas like research, but even in terms of the field that I'm in, right? One of the things that I am very mindful of is that I want the process that I work with students through to be as organic as possible. And this is the most organic way to do it, right? Is that you are going to have to put yourself out there and seek out the opportunities that you want. But by doing so, right, and by being able to secure something, you put yourself in a position where you can have greater say over what you do. You will have a greater say over the impact that you will have, and you will put yourself in a position to receive better outputs and outcomes, whether that be something that is more measurable in terms of impact, but also because of the way in which you approach this, right, through networking, through building relationships. You also put yourself in position to be receiving strong recommendations. You put yourself in a position to have a connection who can serve as a launching point, right? All these people also know people. And so by putting yourself in a position to work for someone for a little bit of time, you also then open up the opportunity to access their network as well. And so that would be what I would advise in terms of this, right, is that I would skip past the programs that are offering you a summer internship or programs that are offering all of that sort of stuff. You can certainly take a look at, but I think those become part of the point of frustration that you would brought up, that it's really hard to determine how helpful those are. Look at them. If there's some that seem meaningful, fine, right? But I would say that the best way for someone who seems to be as driven as you are is to actually start now going about the process of what a lot of adults have to do when they're job hunting is polish off your resume, right? Identify any gaps, use a little bit of time to do whatever you need to do to fill those gaps, put together a cover letter, and then really start to look who is doing what you want to do, who is already kind of engage in the work that you might be interested in. Contact them directly. Leverage the resources that you already have as well, right? You mentioned already that you are engaged in a lot of community initiatives, which means that you have a lot of adult supervisors or adults who are in charge of the organizations that you're involved with, who, as I mentioned before, all have their all have phones, which means they all have a network of people who they can maybe put you in touch with, right? So I would lean into those, right? Lean into your own capabilities, lean into a very specific goal that you have, right? By the end of summer, I want to be able to say that I have done blank. Lean into your network, start reaching out to people, knocking on some doors, both literally if you can, but also virtually through email, right? And seek out the opportunities. I think that every student that I have done this with who has taken the time to do this, right, has secured something for themselves, right? And even if the something for themselves may not have been as grand as they were aspiring to, the amount of independence, the amount of self-efficacy that they were able to develop as the process of really having to take seriously, right? I'm not just asking for a random opportunity to help. I actually need to sit down and think about what is it that I want to do? How do I frame it? And how do I put it together in a compelling way where an adult is going to be willing to take a chance on me in terms of what I want to do? All of those things are growth points, are skills that are going to help you on the college interviews. They're going to skills that are going to help you in college, right? These are things that you're not going to gain necessarily in school, but are going to be a reflection of your maturity and your boldness and your courage, right? And your resilience. This is hard. It's really hard to put yourself out there knowing that 90% of the people are going to say no to you, right? These are all important. So think about those, think about all of that, and hopefully this was useful to you, dear listener, but also hopefully useful to everyone else who is listening who are starting to think about summer, right? Or should already have been thinking about summer. There are plenty of great opportunities that exist in terms of official programs, but if what you really want to do is develop an impact that is unique to you, that is meaningful to you, but that also has all these sort of supplemental additional benefits in terms of letters of rec, in terms of demonstrating a skill set that colleges are really, really, really looking for, right? In terms of being able to engage in a project that very, very few other people will be able to say that they have engaged in, then the grassroots organic old school approach, honestly, is what I would recommend, right? That's going to be the pathway that is potentially, it's very much not the path of least resistance. In many ways, it is the path of greatest resistance. But because it is that path, it is going to be the one that you will be most rewarded by, right? Through the process itself inherently, but also through the outcomes. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Thank you again for sending in this email. If you have follow-up questions that you would like to ask after listening to this, please do let me know. I'd be more than happy to respond to that as well. Okay. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Accepted Podcast. Again, my name is Tyler Kusinoki. Hope you enjoyed today's topic on how to go about building a summer plan that is impactful, that is unique to you. Join us next week for more on the complex world of college admissions. If you like what you're hearing and want to support, be sure to leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your platform of choice. Follow us and hit the bell icon for notifications to stay up to date. We also regularly host events, both in person and online. So if you're interested in attending free info sessions with me and real admissions officers, check us out at tokyoacademics.com/events. That is tokyoacademics.com/events. That's it for today. And remember, the key to getting in is getting ready.